Tonight's Survivor Know-It-Alls is made possible in part when our listeners shop at Amazon.com through Rob Has a Website. Get all the best holiday deals and support the podcast when you shop at RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon.
They're the smartest guys around. They're about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't at all.
Survivor Know-It-Alls. Survivor Know-It-Alls. Steve and I without a doubt got the game all figured out. They know it all.
Coming to you live from the garage out back behind the Survivor Hall of Fame, this is Survivor Know-It-Alls. Welcome, everybody. I am Rob Cicerino here alongside my partner in spree casting crime, Stephen Fishback. Stephen, how are you this evening?
Congratulations, Rob. It's a big, you know, big honor for you today. It's Survivor Hall of Fame. And I have to tell you, I was a little surprised that you got it because you, Rob, are a moron. You are an idiot, and you will never, I thought you would never win Survivor Hall of Fame because you're an idiot.
Okay, well, hey, I haven't heard this before. This is the way that you feel, Stephen. I respect that opinion, and, you know, that's what we're just going to do about it. But, Stephen, I have to say, things are not going good on Survivor Philippines when I am agreeing so much with Abby Maria. I've never thought she was more on the money than tonight.
Yeah, Abby Maria had a very compelling case. I'm shocked that Lisa and Scoopin didn't take it. We got to break it down, you know, talk about the reasons why and the reasons why not.
Yeah, all right, so hold on. Before we jump into it, let's talk. We got a lot to get to. This is the last Wednesday night here of the Survivor season. Survivor Know-It-Alls coming here live right after the episode has aired on the East Coast, as we like to do every Wednesday night. So let's set a few things up here. Stephen, so this is going to be the first of two Survivor Know-It-Alls in the next couple days because we have some exciting news. I teased it before on Twitter. We have a big announcement to make. We said last week we're going to do a live show after the finale at 11:15 p.m. Eastern, but that's not all, Stephen. This could be the biggest live show that we've ever done because I have gotten the permission that I will be live at the finale, spree casting live, that Stephen will be hopefully not cutting out like he just did now, but now he's back. Okay, Stephen will be live bringing you from coast to coast coverage of the wake of Survivor 25 finale. Stephen will be live in New York. I will be live at the finale here, and who knows what's going to happen. And
so
we may have
some
special guests.
Like, yeah.
We may?
So who might we be seeing? Give me a preview, Rob. Like set it up a little bit.
Well, Stephen, I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to be set up at the in the press area at the finale. We may be able to grab some people from the show. We may have alumni that are walking by. We're going to be right there in the thick of things. And that we're going to be, breaking it all down. And if any, God forbid, we lose our internet connection, you're going to have to fly the plane, Stephen.
I'm excited. I've been waiting for this my whole life, Rob. But now I hear that Survivor alumni are very camera shy. It'll be hard to get them to participate because they
hate. I'll be trying to do the show, and then it's like, oh, okay, please, all right, thank you. Please don't be mooning us right here. We're live. We're on TV. People will be like knocking my laptop over and like giving me like a wet willy while we're doing the show. And I don't need to give any alumni any idea. Hopefully we'll be in a secure area where I'll have like a barricade of like police tape, maybe a velvet rope or something to that effect. But we can't be having
you might be overestimating the resources CBS has for their finale. If you think they've got like rope and tape, you know, I think you might
and a walkie.
You're gonna be lucky to be in like a lot. Yeah.
Hopefully Survivor Shannon isn't coming to the live taping of the Survivor 25 finale. But that's finale weekend. That's coming up. I'm very excited. And Steven, I tweeted this out. I don't know if you're on board with this or not. I officially have endorsed a candidate for the Sprint fan favorite this season. I've given the official Rob Has a Podcast endorsement this season. Did you know about this?
Is it Angie? Angie.
No, it was not. It was not Angie. I have officially endorsed Jonathan Penner for fan favorite this season.
I can't approve of that, Rob. Penner's a returning player. He's got, you know, think of the obstacles Malcolm has had to overcome to be so likable. You know, even in spite of the fact that he's incredibly good looking and athletic and smart and like charming, like nevertheless, he's likable, even though he has all those other qualities. I don't know.
So you are endorsing Malcolm for fan favorite. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'm not endorsing anybody. No, I'm not endorsing anybody. My God. Except Angie.
Whoa. All right. So Steven endorses Angie. All right. I am endorsing Jonathan Penner officially for his 3 seasons of entertaining us. The guy has never finished over 7th place. Can we give this guy some money for at least being good TV 3 times?
So will Penner have been on all 3? Oh, no, he wasn't on the fans versus favorite jury, right?
No, he was not on the jury. Only Rupert, Steven. You're obsessed with how many people have been on the jury 3 times.
Yeah, well, you know, Rupert's the best. You know, he won the million. He didn't even have to win the game. You know, he's been on the jury 3 times. He hits all the records. So anyway, that's cool. Yes. So Jonathan Penner, that's pretty good.
So I've endorsed Jonathan Penner. And so I reached out to Penner to tell him about this endorsement. And I said, here's what I've got an offer for you. If I endorse you for the fan favorite, I want, if you win, you have to take me out to dinner. and then I didn't hear back from him for a while. And I thought that I had offended him with this offer. I thought that maybe he's like, who does this guy think he is? Because I've already got this thing wrapped up. At the end of the day, I've already won the fan favorite. And this guy thinks he's getting a free dinner. That's bollocks. And so I thought I offended him, but no. Then I reached out to Penner a second time to make sure I didn't offend him. And he said, dinner? Are you kidding me? I'll let you stay at my house if I win. So Penner is on board. He has accepted my endorsement.
It sounds like they're trying to save money with a home cooked meal instead of a fancy restaurant.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's it. All right, Steven, let's talk about this episode tonight because I am fired up. I am mad at these survivors. I said in my podcast with Jenna Maraska last week, I said, if there is one, forget about Abby Maria, but if one of these final 4 players left is a good survivor player, Abby Maria will not be voted out of this game. And lo and behold, surely she was. Steven, you can't be on board with this plan.
So here's what, let's just talk about the rationale behind it, right? Like, the blame goes with Lisa and Scoopin, right? And they're making the decision to not keep Abby Maria over Denise. And Lisa's thinking is, if we have Abby Maria with us in the final 4, then if Malcolm wins the final immunity, then he will be more inclined to take Abby Maria with him rather than the 2 of us. And so basically what Lisa is doing is guaranteeing herself a spot in the finals at the expense of giving herself a real shot to win.
You know, I didn't think of it that way. But, I mean, if we're sort of have 2 schools of thought here of is it a final 3 versus if it's a final 2. If it's a final 3, Malcolm doesn't really get to make that decision. I mean, he could force a tie and say vote with Abby Maria. But if Lisa and Mike stick to their guns, they have 2 votes and they vote for Abby Maria. All Malcolm could really do if he wins immunity is say, hey, Abby Maria, I'm voting with whoever you tell me to, and I'm going to force a 2-2 tie. He really doesn't have the same pull he would have if he won in a final 3 immunity.
But I'm guessing Abby Maria is not very competitive at the fire-making challenge. I'm thinking, like, the forced tie with Abby Maria is actually just, like, Abby Maria going home. That there's, like, nothing that she's going to win that could be a tiebreaker. And, No, but I mean, I'm with you ultimately. Like, assuming it's a final 3, then Lisa and I don't know where the final 2 I guess the idea is that it's a 4 people in the finale, therefore a final 2. Is that what it is? Because China, yeah,
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to have? A 2-hour episode here on Sunday night, and we're only going to vote one person off, and then we're going to have, unless it's like the best, oh, sorry for hitting the microphone. Unless it's the best of jury ever, it's like the most explosive. Like, RC is going to get out like a, all right, I've been in this jury for 8 weeks now. Let me, All right, Malcolm. All right, I'm going to go on to you. All right, let me tell you this. And then on day 23, you know? I mean, how long could the jury be?
Well, we'll finally get the walk of fallen comrades. I love that. It's such a tearjerker. We could spend an hour just doing that, just the memories and the life changes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how are we filling this 2 hours if it's not a final two?
So let's talk. I have been so focused on this final three thing that I have just not thought at all about the possibility that it's a final two. How does it play out if it's a final two, right? So next week we start with Lisa, Scoopin, Malcolm, and Abby. What happens there?
Well, probably they start by getting some breakfast.
I'm sorry, Denise.
Immediately. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
The great breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a breakfast.
One of us cut out for a second there.
Yeah, no problem. Anyway, so no, what are you saying?
Four, what?
Yes.
So how this plays out? There's a final four, right? There's got Malcolm and Denise against Lisa and Scoopin, and Malcolm is going to want to turn on Denise, and Denise is going to want to turn on Malcolm, right?
But it doesn't make any sense. Are you buying this argument that all of a sudden, Malcolm's like, I gotta get rid of Denise. I mean, is Denise suddenly, such a jury guaranteed win? I mean, I'm not seeing it. To me, it seems like Malcolm would be the win over Denise.
I agree that Malcolm would be the win over Denise. But I think Denise is the biggest threat to Malcolm, right? And if you're Malcolm, you're not thinking like, I definitely can beat Denise. You're like, Denise could beat, there is a scenario where Denise beats me, so I want to get her out, right? Like, I want to get out my biggest threats, even if I do think I'll still beat them.
But here's the problem for Malcolm. If it's a final two, and he does get rid of Denise at the final four, then he has to win immunity, or Lisa and Scoopin will both cut him. Like, he loses the majority of the game if it's a final two. And I guess I've been thinking about this like it's a final two, and I don't understand why either of these twosomes don't want to take the majority here and control the who goes home the rest of the way by grabbing Abby Maria and then controlling who goes home at final four by having a 3-1 majority, and then ultimately being able to go down to have a majority in the final three of have two people and then control who goes home at final three, barring immunity wins the rest of the way.
Right, and I guess it just comes down to that idea that, like, Lisa doesn't want a bigger goat than herself, right? Like, she wants to be the person who's getting dragged to the end instead of Abby Maria. And, you know, that's, like, one strategy if you're set on losing. But if you want to win, that's not obviously a winning strategy. Take the competitors out.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
Ellen has a question. She wants to know, why did Malcolm agree to a final three on the reward, but then not want Denise to go home this week? I'm very puzzled by Malcolm's behavior on this episode, because he makes a deal with he makes a deal with Scoopin and Lisa and says, hey, we're going to be the final three. And they said, great, we're going to be the final three. Then he wins immunity. Denise says to him, hey, buddy, can I get the immunity idol? And he says, no, you don't need it. It's cool. You definitely don't need the hidden immunity idol tonight. And Denise is like, oh, okay, got it. But if it's, if it's going to be tight, you let me know, right? So, oh, no problem, right? So we're, all right, great. Here we go. It's time to vote out Denise. And then we just don't vote out Denise.
It didn't make sense. If Malcolm wanted to keep Denise, he definitely should have given her the immunity idol. Like that, I literally cannot fathom a reason. Unless there was like sentimental attachment to the idol. Like he wanted to keep it as a souvenir of the experience.
Buy it on eBay after you win the million.
It could be like a strategy with Scoopin and Lisa. Like he doesn't want, if he gives the idol to Denise, he's like taking the power of the decision out of Scoopin and Lisa's hands. You know, so it's sort of like, he's like, here's my real loyalty is to Denise. You see, I gave her my idol. Whereas if he doesn't give her the idol, he can just be like, oh, I wanted Abby out. But like, You're my
so
real
So answer
alliance.
This for me, Stephen Fishback. What does Malcolm want?
Malcolm wants to be in the end with Scoopin' and Abby and Lisa, right? Or one of those people, if it's the final two.
So why not vote out Denise?
I agree.
If that's what
he
wants.
I think it's crazy. I guess if he votes out, I don't know. I can't think of a reason for him not to vote out Denise right now.
The only thing I can come up with is he afraid that they might vote him out. So if they vote out Denise, then Abby Maria might say, "Oh, we got to vote out Malcolm next because Malcolm's going to win. You're an idiot if you don't vote out Malcolm." So where Denise isn't beating that drum of vote out Malcolm.
Well, it's interesting. Even since the very beginning, Denise has had a very sort of like us attitude towards that alliance of Malcolm and Denise, whereas Malcolm has had a more of a me attitude. And even in her like very early confessionals, Denise has been like, "Well, we found the idol and we're voting this way." But Malcolm has been, you know, more said things like, "I'm doing this and Denise is helping me do this." And so it's possible that Malcolm thinks Denise is the more reliable ally. Like, he has to know that he's going to have to immunity his way to the end. He's got to win one or two immunities in order to make it. Maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, why not slightly ease that path by keeping Denise around, who might actually vote with him at the final four?
Brian Hickey wants to know, honestly, what are they thinking? They can't handle 3 days of annoyance for $1 million. It's just, that makes no sense. They're going to force a 2-2 tie this week, unless Malcolm is going to just vote straight out with Lisa and Scoopin, which I don't understand. If that's what he was going to do, why not vote out Denise this week? It doesn't make any sense. He gives Denise the opportunity to win immunity. And hey, Malcolm, guess what happens if Denise wins immunity? Well, I guess then he's back to like, "Hey, Denise, we're BFF. Let's vote out Lisa and Scoopin. We did it."
That's the other thing, is that Abby's a much less of a jury threat. I mean, of an immunity threat than Denise is. Like, Denise is, like, for every reason, you would want to vote out Denise. And there doesn't seem to be any good reason to keep her other than that she's less annoying, which is just, you know, 3 or 4 days left or however many it is, that ludicrous.
Yeah. And was it like day 36 before either of the twosomes had a conversation about, "Hey, should we keep Abby? Is that like, whoa, Scoopin's like, "Whoa, I didn't even think we could, holy moly, you're saying we could get together with her and get rid of Malcolm?"
But it's like you said last week, you know, like everything that Scoopin hears is like, "Whoa, that's the coolest thing ever." Like on the boat, Malcolm's like, "Whoa, the three of us together to the end." Like, "Whoa, I love it." You know,
thank God Mike Scoopin's not eating candy. Oh my God, could you imagine? Sugar in 30 years.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That was great that he almost died by whale shark. What a great moment that was. Mike Skull wants to know, do you think Abby really believes Denise is a threat to win the game or was playing it up to get Lisa and Mike to vote with her? I can't see her voting Denise to win no matter what and probably try and convince Pete and Artis the same. What do you think, Rob?
I don't know. Even though Denise was my pick, I have not been impressed with Denise as a game player for quite some time. I mean, since the merge, really. I mean, there hasn't been anything that she's done that I'd be like, "Oh, wow, Denise." I mean, the whole thing tonight made me sick with her and Abby Maria, where they were left alone and there's not even like a conversation of, "Hey, let me feel Abby Maria out. Not let me try," you know, she's just like patronizing her. But it's not even like, "Hey, Abby Maria, what's your plan? I mean, would you want to vote with me and Malcolm? Would you want to see that?" She's just like, totally, "I can't wait to get rid of Abby Maria. I can't wait." What is Denise's plan of what's going to happen? Denise just feels like, "Hey, we're going to the final four. We're going to force a 2-2 tie. We're going to make the best fire over Scoopin because he'll probably fall in it if he has to make the fire. So we'll vote for him. And then we'll go to the end."
I see. I feel like Denise has gotten kind of short shrift in the edit. You know, one of the reasons we loved Denise so much in the pre-merge was that we saw a lot of her. You know, we saw a lot of confessionals of Denise talking about her strategy, talking about the relationship she was building, talking about her decision-making process. And we've seen very little of Denise in the post-merge. And I think, like, the reason she seems unstrategic is that we haven't seen her strategizing. Now, I mean, obviously there's this sort of, like, chicken and the egg, like, question. Like, are we not seeing her because she's not being strategic, or are we, you know, do we not think she's strategic because we're not seeing her? So, even if she is not being strategic, I felt like we've sort of gotten deprived of Denise. Like, we've never seen her thinking. You know, we've seen Abby give strategic confessionals more than we've seen Denise give strategic confessionals. And I totally agree with you. Like, her attitude towards Abby is ridiculous. Like, she can't stand Abby. Like, she can't even, like, be polite to Abby. Which, like, as a Survivor player and as a therapist, you know, like, be nice to this person as much as they might irritate you. You know, like, find that common ground, which was exactly her strength going into the game. And it's weird that this, like, therapist is the person who, like, can't stomach this person. Like, everybody else is able to.
So you're saying if you were on a Survivor season with Cochran, you could even be nice to him for 39 days?
Yeah, I love Cochran. That's it, though, right? You can be nice to anybody for, like, 39 days for $1 million. And the fact that, like, Denise, there must be some personal button that Abby pushes in Denise. You know, like, maybe, like, Abby reminds Denise of herself or of her, like, brother or something, you know? There must be something that's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she has a big booty Brazilian brother.
Nick Nasty wants to know, couldn't Abby potentially be a threat if she made it to the final three? She could argue she was the underdog and clawed her way to the end. I will say this about Abby Maria. Her on the jury, if you're sitting there on the jury and you're sitting there and you're watching, like, oh my God, Scoopin is an idiot. He's a moron. He's so stupid. And everybody is like, got their popcorn, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, there you gotta be loving it. If you're a jury member, you are just loving that. You're going, you know, all night long, you're back at the Ponderosa, like, hey, did you guys remember that time tonight when Abby Maria was saying everybody was an idiot and stupid? I loved it. That was the most fun thing we've seen the whole day. You know, it's gotta be into that.
She hasn't backstabbed anybody either. You know, Abby has not betrayed, except RC, I guess, who she betrayed early on. Like, she hasn't really betrayed anybody. You know, like, Scoopin' and Lisa certainly, like, screwed over the whole Tendang Alliance. And Malcolm, you know, also screwed over the whole Tendang Alliance. So, you know, you look at that jury, and it's, like, not impossible that Pete and Artis and other people would vote for her.
Let me ask you a question. I saw this in the chat room just now fly by. Who was Penner giving the finger to tonight?
Oh, yeah, it looked like it was Malcolm, right? Like, it was, like, when Malcolm went and voted, but it didn't, like, make any sense. I kind of thought it was like a Courtney Yates at the Survivor China finale thing, where he just happened to be using his, like, middle finger in a way that, you know, like, not every time someone uses their middle finger for everything is it some, like, rude gesticulation.
Do you really expect us to believe that Courtney wasn't flipping somebody off, Steven? Are you really trying to float that out there?
Like, I've asked her 1,000 times and she insists it was just, like, not intentional, but I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, this Denise, I am not impressed with her gameplay at all, and I can't figure out what her plan is. And she's my pick, so I've been very pro Denise all season long. But yeah, it's like, she's smart, and we want her to be good at the game. But other than she's just saying, "Hey, I'm going to go to the end with the best players," and that's that. I don't want any part of being in the majority or controlling the vote. I just want to. I'm going to win challenges and play and not lie to anybody except for Russell Swan, if he's around, and that's it.
Well, hey, you know what? It's an effective way of playing the game. You know, build relationships, stay in the majority, and be nice to people, you know? And if she didn't have to, you know, Denise was in the minority for a while, right? And I guess, she didn't make any, like, clinch moves at the end of the game, but she made some at the beginning. And how many moves does anyone, you know, in terms of, like, the number of, like, dramatic moves that winners make, like, how many are there? Like, I don't know.
I'm sure there are winners that didn't make big moves, but there are also winners who did make big moves. And I have not been impressed with what Denise is putting out there these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm arguing. Let's
take this question from Keith, and then let's hold off on questions for a little bit, because I want to talk about some jury scenarios with Steven. Keith Renfro wants to know, should Malcolm have gotten rid of the biggest physical threat tonight in Scoopin?
No. No, it's interesting, because that's a good point, right? Like, Scoopin is the one person who could beat him at a challenge, like, more than Lisa, more than Abby. That's not a horrible idea.
Not a horrible idea. I mean, why? I guess you could get rid of Scoopin here if you're Malcolm. Again, I'm talking crazy talk, because none of these final four people likes to make a big move, but... Yeah. if you could get rid of Scoopin, if Malcolm and Denise vote with Abby Maria and they say, okay, Abby Maria, we're going to vote out Scoopin. She's like, fine, he's an idiot anyway. What do I care? He's a moron. So they vote out Scoopin, and now they go to the final four and they say, hey, Lisa, guess what? We're voting out Abby Maria tonight. Or they could keep Denise. Or you know what? Malcolm could go back and say, hey, Abby Maria and Lisa, guess what? We're voting Denise out tonight. And now Malcolm's in the end with Lisa and Abby Maria.
That was definitely our strategy in Token Chains. It was like, let's take out the people who are the biggest physical threats so that we can lock in the physical wins.
I
agree. I think that's a great point, Keith. And that was probably a big mistake. Or we'll see, I guess. But it looks like a big mistake.
And Steven, you know who I have to say, I know she's not your favorite player, but to me, I feel like Lisa is a little bit of a, how about a Tina Wesson? Would you give me that? Would you give me that Lisa is a cut from the same cloth, that you could see her in the same light as Tina Wesson?
I never saw the second half of Australia. You're going to have to give me the rundown on why she's a Tina Wesson.
Yeah. Because I think that she seems to be at least playing the game. She's the only one who's outright saying, hey, I want to go to the end with somebody that I can beat. Malcolm's saying it a little bit too. But that's what she wants. It seems like she's been overruled, but she seems, you know, it's funny. Like, Malcolm said he wanted to get rid of Denise. Lisa's like, yeah, let's get rid of, you know, it makes me feel yucky, which I didn't, that pissed me off that she even said it feels yucky to keep Abby Maria around. But she's like, hey, I want to win the game. And Scoopin's like, oh, whoa, oh my God. I didn't even think of this. So who said no? Denise is like, hey, I heard a plan around here. That you guys are talking about voting me out? No. That is not happening. Or did they pray to God and God is like, all right, I'll cure Denise, but you have to promise me you'll vote out the very evil Abby Maria.
No, this is what bothers me so much about Lisa, is that she gives these confessionals every single week about how, well, now I'm playing the game for real, and now I've got a big move, and here's my big move. And she never, ever pulls the trigger. She never makes the move. And, like, same thing this week. Like, I've got it. You know, now this week I'm really playing. Like,
you're right.
Real guys. Like, see,
Yeah, every week it's like, you know what? I just woke up today, and I realized that the sun is up, and I've been playing Survivor for the last 36 days.
Yeah.
And now I've, you know what? I'm supposed to vote people out of the game. and I'll still go to heaven if I vote people out. Yeah. And it's, you know?
And then she never does. Like, every episode. Like, when are we going to learn to not trust when Lisa says,
that's true,
you know, I'm going to vote someone out? Yeah.
All right, Steven, I want to go to the board here, and let's talk about some final two scenarios here. And so let me see. Let me just try. I have so many wires here. I'm like wired in. And I've got a new microphone, so I can go over here, and hopefully you guys can still hear me okay while I'm over here on the board. And let me tilt this a little bit so you can see. Can you guys see here? I have the people from the jury over here.
Yeah.
Can you make this out, Steven?
Yeah, it's crystal clear.
Crystal clear. I'll move the laptop over here a little closer too, so you guys can see a little bit.
Still good.
A little bit of a glare action on RC, but you got this. Okay, so
headlights.
I know. Do you want to play this as a final two or a final three?
Let's do. Can we do both? Is that even possible?
Okay. So, well, what's the final three that you want to see here?
So
who's out at four? Is Denise? Are we saying Denise is
Denise
out at four?
Or Malcolm? Right. If Malcolm wins immunity, he's in. If Malcolm doesn't win immunity, he's out. That seems like a no brainer, right? Like,
I don't know, but he wants Denise out.
That's what I'm saying. But if he doesn't win immunity, like, everyone's going to want him out more because he's the bigger jury threat.
All right. Well, let's leave it up to the audience. Who do we want to put in fourth place here? Are we putting Denise or are we putting Malcolm up here? I see a couple Denises. Denise. It seems heavily favored for Denise.
Okay.
All right. So let's put Denise here. I'll just put okay, and I didn't really leave a lot of room for ourselves on top. So you want to do a final three here? Well, let's do it with Malcolm, Lisa, and Scoop in here. Can you guys see up that high? That's probably.
Oh, I thought they were right, saying so Denise Malcolm, stays.
We're saying Denise is right. In the final three, or she's out at four.
No, I think you're right. Though. She's out. Oh,
she's out. Okay, so let's go down the list real quick here with a Malcolm, Lisa, Scoopin final three. Okay, and then we'll take Malcolm out, and we'll see what it looks like with a Lisa and Scoopin final two.
Okay.
What do you think? Is that good?
I like it.
Okay. All right. So real quick, the easy ones. All right. Denise is going to vote for Malcolm, right?
Malcolm. Definitely. Even if Malcolm votes her out, even if he betrays her, I think Denise is voting for him in the spirit of good sportsmanship.
Abby Maria, will she vote for
Malcolm?
Lisa, that moron Scoopin, or Malcolm?
Malcolm.
Okay.
Malcolm and she, don't you think Malcolm and she have maintained a good relationship throughout this? And I think that's been Malcolm's, you know, you see him going on walks with her, you see him comforting her. I think, I think she's going to have warm feelings for Malcolm.
Okay. Carter will vote for?
Definitely Malcolm.
Okay. Well, Malcolm looking good here.
Don't you think?
Penner will vote for?
I could see Penner voting for any of those people. He flicked Malcolm off, allegedly. So, Scoopin?
Lisa?
Maybe Lisa?
Lisa Scoopin?
Yeah. It's hard to
Coach
say with
got
Penner.
Mad that Ozzy didn't vote for him.
Yeah. But there's also that ego thing, at least for Coach and Ozzy, right? Where it's like, I'm not winning, so I don't want the other returning player to win.
I'm not winning, and I won't vote for Mike Scoopin. That's it. I'm voting for Lisa, and those are the facts of life. I love that show.
Okay. I can see Lisa. I can see him giving it to Lisa.
Yeah. All right, so he's going to vote for, give him a vote for Lisa. This will be a 10-hour show if we spend that much time on each person. So we'll just give a quick. Pete will vote for who? Malcolm?
Malcolm.
He's mad at Malcolm.
No,
he's
loves
mad,
Malcolm.
Though. He screwed him.
No, he still loves him.
He still loves him.
We never saw him being mad at Malcolm. That was the crazy thing about Pete. Like, as much as Malcolm broke his heart, he was still in love.
Artis will vote for who?
Definitely not Scoopin. I would say Malcolm,
not
right?
Not Scoopin.
Yeah.
He will vote for Malcolm. Right, so Malcolm's already got the majority here. And Kent... Jeff Kent would vote for... He didn't like Mike Scoopin when I talked to him. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. He's not voting for Lisa. I mean, I think it would have to be Malcolm again. And RC could vote for any of the... RC might vote for Scoopin, right?
She likes Scoopin. She's pro-Scoopin.
Okay. Let's say RC for Scoopin.
All right. So if Malcolm gets to the final three here, then he is running away with this thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't feel like this is going to happen. So, and then if we switch out Malcolm for Denise here in a final three, it's the same thing, right? Any of these votes change? Penner doesn't vote for Denise. Abby Maria doesn't vote for Denise. But do enough of these votes change that Denise in the final three would give the game to Lisa or to Scoopin?
I mean, is Carter voting for Denise? Like, there's a chance that Carter might vote for someone like Scoopin over Denise, right?
Yeah, I would think so. But still... I think it's close enough. Then Malcolm's on the jury. He's voting for Denise, too. I'm projecting, in a Nate Silver, a Denise victory if she's in a final three with Lisa and Scoopin.
Well, it's like that, you know, Russell Swan had that comment about how if Denise makes the jury or makes the finals, you know, the jury will stand up and applaud her and, like, award her $1 million just for being the most, you know, superb human being in history.
I have never seen a jury applaud for anything.
The Token Team's jury applauded.
So do you want to see what it looks like if Malcolm is in the end here with Denise? I'm sorry, if Malcolm gets voted out too, and it's Lisa and Scoopin?
Yeah, let's do that. I think that's actually a question, right? Like, who are they going to favor, Lisa or Scoopin?
Who would win? Okay, so I'll put Malcolm down at the bottom here. Can you see? Yeah. Can you guys see that? Well,
yeah, there's right. We can see that.
Malcolm is the X factor. All right, here we go. Denise will in a Lisa Scoopin final two will vote for who?
Wow, I have no idea. Lisa? I have no idea.
Yeah.
What are her values? She likes physical. She likes social. I think Scoopin. I think Scoopin is more of a well-rounded player.
More well-rounded. Okay, so vote for Scoopin. Abby Maria would vote for Lisa or that moron Scoopin.
Yeah, Lisa.
Okay. Well, okay. Carter would vote for Scoopins. Carter loves Scoopin.
Okay.
Penner would vote for...
Well, we said Lisa before.
Lisa before.
Yeah.
Pete would vote for who?
I don't know. I think Lisa in that scenario. Lisa was in his alliance. Oh, you know, Scoopin more betrayed them. Artist, Lisa.
Artist, but he's not voting for Scoopin. This much we know. Kent,
Lisa.
He would vote for Lisa. No, but he doesn't like either of them.
No, but he really didn't want a returning player to win. That was his whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, he hates returning players. That's true.
Yeah.
He hates returning players. RC would vote for Scoopin.
Yeah.
And Malcolm...
Scoopin?
Would probably vote... Scoopin?
You think... You say Lisa or Scoopin for that one?
I'd say Malcolm would vote for Scoopin before Lisa, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I believe that.
I don't know. I've got a 5-4 final here with Scoopin and Lisa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to see it real quick, what happens if it's Malcolm and Denise in a final two?
Yeah, let's do Malcolm and Denise. Yeah, I like that one.
No, are you guys bored with projecting final twos yet? Let me know if this is boring. I haven't seen the viewers dropped off yet. Usually that's a good sign if it's boring or not.
No, I'm loving it. We're all loving it. No, Taylor, we're loving it.
We're loving it. Keep going. Yeah. Okay. So, Stephen, are we headed towards a Lisa Welchel victory here on Survivor Philippines?
Absolutely not. There's no way that it's not going to be Lisa and Scoopin in the finale. That's just like not a possibility.
Okay, so what are you projecting, Stephen?
I don't know. I what was my vote against Ian? I just said that Scoopin is not winning. That's what I'm projecting, is that Scoopin is not winning, and I'm winning $5 from Ian Terry.
I think we are on a collision course with a Lisa Welchel victory on Sunday night.
It's possible. She certainly has the edit that would merit it, right? Like her whole, like, I'm not.
I think that's where this is headed.
Okay.
I think we're going right. We're headed right towards a Lisa, and she's, you know, going to give one of these speeches that's like almost like a Mary Catherine Gallagher like monologue, like from episode 307, Mrs. Garrett, I believe that people should be judged for not what's they've done in their game and in their and in their resume, but what's in their heart. What is the content of their character? It's like just very hacky writing, and people are like, yeah, you know, she's making a lot of sense. And Mike Scoopin's talking about, whatever, getting distracted, like, hey, what's that over there? Oh, my God. Oh, man, I just saw something really cool. Where was I again? I don't even know.
Yeah. Let's run Malcolm and Denise. That, to me, is the story of the season, is Malcolm and Denise.
All right, Malcolm and Denise. They've been to hell and back, Malcolm and Denise. They were on a tribe with Russell Swan. They went to tribal council. Denise went to every tribal council.
Every single tribal council so far.
Day 39, Steven.
So far. So add, you gotta add Scoopin and Lisa and remove
Denise.
Yeah,
Lisa and Scoopin. I don't even think you guys can see stuff down here this low. But we know, but I know where they are, and so we
that's
can go
important.
From there. All right, so here we go, Steven.
All right.
And I gotta take Denise off. Because Denise would definitely vote for herself.
That's, well, probably.
That would be exactly the kind of thing that she would do. All right, so Abby Maria would vote for Malcolm and Denise. She hates Denise. She votes
Malcolm.
For Malcolm. Okay, Carter would vote for...
Malcolm.
Penner would vote for... He called Denise denies on his paper, so we
but
know...
But he flicked Malcolm
we know
off.
That... Yeah. But he's... And then he would say, oh, yeah, I flipped Malcolm off, but I wrote denies on the paper. If you're writing, that's worse, then I would vote for Malcolm, because he's a young buck, and I like his hair... And I will vote for Malcolm.
Okay.
Pete Malcolm. Will vote for who? He loves still Malcolm. Malcolm, right?
Yeah.
So what in the world is Malcolm worried about? Artists? Who would he vote for?
Malcolm.
Denise? She's like, he's...
Yeah. But I don't think, though, it's still not like... I mean, you know, we don't see all the intricate social interactions. And I don't think that it's...
Kent, I think Jeff Kent likes Denise. RC would vote for who? For Malcolm?
Malcolm.
He's like a, you know... a good looking guy. RC's like, all right, well, I like his hair. I'll vote for him. Lisa would vote for who? Malcolm or Denise? Really depends on how she goes out. She likes Malcolm better. And Scoopin would probably vote for Malcolm, right?
Yeah. All right.
So we're projecting. Malcolm's got it on lockdown. Depending on what Artis does, let's throw Denise a bone here. We're projecting a 7-2 victory for Malcolm against Denise.
Yeah. Malcolm can make the finals, you know, he's got it on lock. So that's the challenge, obviously, is there are many great players, Rob, who never made the finals. I want to ask you a question, Rob.
Yes.
You know, Andy Baker from, you know, who writes the Baker's Dozen blog, great blog.
Of course. I post it every week.
That the middle game is harder than the end game. And I disagreed with this. I said the hardest part of the game is the last few days, the end game.
Scoopin said that. So Andy Baker is putting that idea out here that the middle of the game is harder than the end of the game?
Yeah, so he put it out there, and that's where the Twitter conversation came from, is that I responded to Scoopin, and I said, like, I actually think the end game is the hardest part. And it was actually something Scoopin said in this episode, like, there's so many different possibilities, and you know, every little thing you do totally switches the scenario of how you make it to the finals. Whereas I felt, what was your experience in Amazon? Did you feel like there was one harder part of the game? Like, I felt it ramped up so much in the final, like, 4 or 5 days.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say that the middle of the game is more challenging because you have literally 100 different moves in front of you. At the end of the game, you have, like, one move to make. And it's like, oh, what do? Do I do this or do this? Like, it's really like you're really – it's like, okay, at that point you could flip a coin. So I understand the theory that it's the middle of the game is harder because you can, you know, there's so many different ways you can go. And if you screw that up, you won't make it to the end of the game. So I get the logic behind it, but still kind of feel like, you know, it's tougher to win the game than it is to survive the middle of the game. You know what I mean?
And that was my experience too. And the thing that I had written was that I felt that in the middle of the game, your alliance is still thinking as an alliance. They're thinking as a group. But at the end of the game, people are thinking of themselves. And so you have to, like, you know, suddenly these people who you've been working with for 36 days, you have to, like, compete against them. And imagine, you know, there's that element as well.
Yeah. Because the thing about the end of the game is not only do you have to have somebody that you want to go up against in the end, but you also, unless you're an immunity threat, unless you're an Aussie, then you have to have somebody who wants to take you to the end. So the end game isn't inherently hard. Fabio aced the end game. If you can just win challenges, you can ace there. You don't have to think about the end game. It's like Ozzy aced the end game in Exile Island, I'm sorry, Cook Island. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, good talk.
Yeah, good talk. Yeah. All right, let's take some questions, some rapid fire questions. I don't want to, you know, let's leave some bullets in the gun. We're going to podcast tomorrow with a Survivor winner and the reigning Miss Survivor, Parvati Shallow, will be joining me. A question from John Cochran, even. He says, he always picks out the weirdest things to talk about. Do you think that Denise enjoyed having Lisa and Scoopin pray for her health? So that's what he keyed in on tonight's episode. I did think that was extremely odd.
Did she enjoy it? I bet she enjoyed it. I bet she enjoyed, like, feeling people, you know. It seemed like she was really wanted to make a big deal out of her sickness. So I think she probably enjoyed, like, it being referred to God.
Yeah. I did not think that she would appreciate that. I'm sure she appreciated her people concerned about her well-being, but she does not seem like the kind of person that's like, okay, so let's do healing the sick on me and make me better. Because I would be praying, with all due respect, that, dear God, please make Denise sick enough that she has to be medically evacuated from the game, because I hope she gets better at Ponderosa, God, but I really want to win. I'm in the final five right now, and People are really going to make fun of me if I don't win again. So please, God, make Denise be more sick. And well, amen.
Yeah.
In my head, at least, I would be saying that.
I had this experience in Token Chains. I was... there were JT got this horrible infection in like the last day of the game, and I kept on trying to get medical to like come over and take a look at it, you know, pull him out of there. Tyler Sloan wants to know, do you think it was smart of Lisa to bluntly go after jury votes with her tan dang colors bursting out comment? Tyler, I think it was, because I don't think it was just going after jury votes. I don't think it was just her being partisan to tan dang. I think she was also crafting a narrative. You know, you're for what she's going to say in front of the jury. So she's not just being like, I'm Tan Dang, remember me? It's also like setting it up. You know, she knows she may be against Malcolm or Denise in the end. She's starting to set it up like they have this incredible story, but like that's because they lost. Like that's because they sucked. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I thought it was good on Lisa, and I thought it was bad on Denise. I mean, what's she trying to say? You got all these Tan Dang people on the jury. What is she trying to say? They do stink. That I have not liked what Denise has been doing ever since. I'll tell you when I turned on Denise. I turned on Denise when she said, hey, this isn't going to be the season where we're going to take a bad player to the end of the game. That's not going to happen this season. We're going to take a good player to the end and see what happens.
But I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that ideal, though. I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, it's a game. You want to win it. You want to win it against the people you're best able to beat. But what bothered me was that she then voted out Carter instead of Abby. Like, if you're going to have the conviction, at least stick to your conviction and don't be so, like, mercurial about it.
Yeah. It almost like, seems like it's something personal against ideals. Abby Maria. Yeah. Shelby wants to know, could Denise be insurance for Malcolm? If it's a final two, Malcolm can go with Denise. If it's final three, he can go with Scoopin' and Lisa. Yeah, I guess so. It's good to have a lot of outs here.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I think
it doesn't seem
before,
like anybody's...
That...
Yeah. Okay. John Cochran wants to play. Who won't get to talk at the reunion show? All right, Steven, let's have a draft, okay?
All right.
We each get to pick three people. This is a fantasy league of who doesn't get to talk at the reunion show, Steven. I'll give you the first pick, Steven.
All
who
right,
doesn't get to talk at the reunion show? All right, Steven, first
there
pick.
There she is on your screen right now. The girl whose name I've already forgotten. I don't remember her. Roxy. Roxy does not speak at the reunion
Roxy.
Show.
Oh, okay. Good pick, Steven. I will go with my first pick. I will go with Katie.
Katie
is be my first pick.
Yeah. She's very competitive. Yes. I think Dana's going to talk.
Oh, that's a good pick.
I think Dana will
talk. Oh, you think she's going to talk?
Who are you taking? Like, do you regret your decision question from Jeff?
Oh, that's a good point.
Dawson maybe, but there's also like them. Yeah, I think Dawson won't talk because there's like it's too weird. You know, like what's he gonna ask her? Like, were you trying to make out with me?
No. You're dead wrong about this. Jeff's gonna say, all right. One of the craziest moments from this season. Yeah. Okay. Somebody tried to actually kiss me during this tribal council. Can we play that clip? Yeah. And then, like, Dawson, what happened there? He's got a good setup to go in for one with her. That's a bad pick, Steven.
I'm going, all right, but I picked her. You know, she's mine. So
it's too late now. I'm analyzing the pick. You already made it. I'm like Mel Kiper. All right, so my pick... here. How about I'm gonna go this is a sleeper. I'm gonna go sleeper. Pete. How about Pete? That's a good sleeper, I think.
No,
and what
not
did
a
ask
good sleeper.
Pete?
Yeah. Pete was in control of the he created chaos at Tan Dang. He was in control of the game. I can see what you're saying. Like he ultimately is irrelevant to the story of the season, but I think as like I could even see Pete getting a question about Abby Maria. Pete's going to get the question like, Pete, you know, you made this alliance with this crazy girl whose package we just saw. Not like her package, but, you know, like the video of her we just saw. I know, I think here's the real one. You missed this, and I was worried you were going to take this person. Artis is not going to get a question at the reunion.
Oh, no, he hates Mike Scoopin so much. Yeah. He'll be like... And Jeff's like, okay, artist, gotta know. You've been making faces all night. I gotta hear, what is going on? You've been given scooping the evil eye since we sat down here. You gotta tell me. And he's like, Mike Scoopin. If he was lying on the side of the road dying of thirst, I wouldn't pee on him, Jeff. That's what I think about Mike Scoopin.
Is he's too nice? He's not gonna say those things on television.
He's gonna say it.
If you go to artists, he's gonna be like, I got problems with Scoopin, but that's between me and him. Like, who cares? That's not good.
I will say it's the third round. I'm going to go with Zane here. Yeah, I think he will get a. That's why I didn't take him earlier. But he's sitting on the board here in the third round. I got to take Zane because you know we're getting like 15 minutes of. All right. Here's somebody else that that knows Lisa Welchel. Let's talk to. This is actually Lisa Welchel's. Here's Joe from the Facts of Life. She's here. Joe, what are you? Like, hey, everybody, what's going on? Could you believe that Blair? And like, oh, here's. Here's Jeff Kent's, teammate from, Barry Bonds, but, we'll get somebody. Oh, Tim McCarver is here,
I don't know.
Could you believe Jeff Kent was on the show?
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right.
All right, so just to recap the draft, Steven goes, who was your first round? Steven went Roxy. Dawson. And artists. And Rob went with Katie, Pete, and Zane. Dana stays on the board. People are like, what?
It's interesting.
How did Dana make it to the third round?
I do think Dana's going to get a question. Jeff Spence.
She'll get it. Hold on. Dana will get at 10:57.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Dana, update. How you doing? You're good? Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
check out all these props are going to be on sale tomorrow. Go to there. This is going to be a great season next season. Take care, everybody. All right, Jeff Spence. Take it away, Steven.
Jeff Spence wants to know, do you think Lisa and Scoopin were going to vote out Denise but change their minds at Tribal after Abby called Scoopin an idiot? No,
that did not happen. What happened was before Tribal Council, Lisa and Scoopin said to her, "Hey, we'd like to keep you around, but we're gonna go in a different direction." And it was fun. It was really fun to play with you. I loved having you around. And she's like, "Okay, then I'm gonna go to Tribal Council and call you an idiot and moron."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Okay."
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly right. They told her she was getting voted out. She was making the case in sort of a Hail Mary pass, like, take me to the end.
All right, and then. Was artist doing a shout out to the Onyx Slam video? Keith Black wants to know, Steven, do you or I even know what the Slam video looks like?
Nope, don't know who Onyx is.
No, wrong show. Sure wrong show, Keith is. Black. Yeah. All right. So hold on, and then that's it. We're gonna end the show.
This is a good one.
Nicholas
is a good one.
All right. Who will have the best jury question? This is easy, Steven. Correct.
RC. Oh, you think Penner? You think Penner. I think RC is going to have the
No, most RC. Important. RC will have the best jury question. This is obvious. Yeah. RC will have the best jury question. She's been simmering for the last 20 days.
Yeah,
she's got the notepad. Yeah. She's even mad on Ponderosa videos. She's just like, "Oh, I've been waiting for this. Here we go."
Worst jury question, either Carter or Jeff Kent. And I think Kent, I say Kent only because he's so checked out.
Yeah, we'll see. Scooping, Penner will probably be good. No, worst jury question will be Carter. There will be no doubt about that. He will maybe referring to something that only the people on the island will know about. It will be the worst question.
Yeah.
All
right.
This is good. I want to wrap this up. I know we're closing in on an hour here, so let's wrap it up. We will have more with Steven come Sunday night live, 11:15 p.m. Steven, I'm bursting at the seams. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm bursting too.
You don't seem bursting.
It's internal bursting. I just ruptured an organ. My God, have some sympathy.
Yeah, so we will be live from CBS Television City in Hollywood at the live finale of Survivor 25. We don't know who will show up. what could happen, how many different things could go wrong, but we're very excited and can't wait to get there on Sunday. So we're going to wrap it up. So Steven, did you want to check out?
See you all later. This was a lot of fun, and we'll see you on Sunday. Tune in Sunday. Ciao.
See you Sunday night. And who got the fishy tonight?
You know what? I didn't give a fishy. I gave an anti-fishy. So, yeah.
Oh, wait. I didn't even know there was an anti-fishy.
Oh, yeah. It's when people are just really dumb. And you can guess who got the anti-fishy.
Everybody.
No, it was Lisa Welchel for her idiocy and not
you hate Lisa.
With her. Yeah. And I hate
right.
this
world. All right.
All right.
Enjoy your anti-fishies. See you Sunday. Take care, buddy.
Bye. I'm going to let you ring me out. Hands off.
Take care. Bye. All right. A lively chat with Steven tonight, giving out anti-fishies. So, yeah, very excited about that on Sunday night. That's going to be fun. Chat with Parvati coming tomorrow. We're going to talk to her about everything going on with Survivor. And, of course, it's calendar is almost 2013. You know what that means? Time to crown a new Miss Survivor. So we will do that. We'll talk about that with Parv and see what she thinks about this. And don't forget, Jessica Frey is very good to remind me that I checked this before the show. There are 7 days left to get your orders in on Amazon.com and get them to arrive before Christmas. Don't be a procrastinator like me and wait till the last second to get your gifts. You can still get them, I think, and you get the regular shipping on robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Get stock up, get all of your gifts because it's Christmas is coming and you don't want to be out there on like December 23rd sitting in a parking lot for 10 hours. That's a bad idea. If you go on to Amazon.com through Rob as a website, you also support the podcast, which we always appreciate, and good stuff. So also, Tundra Hat Caption Contest 3 is coming tomorrow. It's going to be another – all the Tundra Caption Contests have been winners so far. Another winner in the Caption Contest. So look for that tomorrow at robhasawebsite.com/TundraCaption. And also that's from our friends over at robhasatundrahat.com. Save 25% with the coupon code RobHasACoupon. And Tundra Hat Caption Contest coming tomorrow. And – last thing, I want to just thank you guys so much about that Survivor Hall of Fame induction. I know it's not a real building. I know it's not a real placard or anything like that. But it really means a lot to me and everything with the podcast. All the support that I feel from you guys on a daily basis is just amazing. You know, I jump out of bed in the morning these days, so excited for what we're going to do next, what's going to happen next with the podcast and with the show. So I'm having the best time that I've had, I think, maybe since I was on Survivor doing the show right now. I'm really just feeling the support from you guys, and thank you. Thank you guys who voted for me for the Survivor Hall of Fame. It really means a lot to me. I don't want to talk about it too much, and because it's much easier for me to talk about how much I suck than when something goes my way. But I really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. And one other thing that we announced this week: Rob has the Happy Holiday Special is coming Tuesday night. I am lining up a really great show for one last podcast before we close out podcasting for the year. Happy Holiday Show Tuesday night. That's going to be really fun too. And then plenty of more great stuff coming this weekend. Try to also squeeze in a Brenchel Wedding podcast also. That's going to be on this weekend. Trying to get something going for that too. So much to do, so little time. Take care, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with Abby Maria, another exit interview I'm really looking forward to, and Parv Cast coming as well. Have a great night, everybody. Take care. Bye. Survivor Know-It-Alls was written and performed by the Fake Plastic Trees. To hear more of their music, go to fakeplastictrees.nl.